What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Hell in a Cell review. So first things first, I'm going to say this. There was no chance in hell that Jey Uso was going to beat Roman Reigns. No matter how this feud has been built, there's been no evidence, nothing, that there's going to be any chance that Jey Uso was going to beat Roman Reigns. Now, with that said, the match was really good. I like the hard-hitting action. These two went at each other. They were cussing up a storm in there. I know WWE's going to be mad about that. I mean, Jey Uso's hitting with the strap, and he's calling him all kind of punk bitches and saying all kind of curse words at him. So shout out to Jey Uso. I love the aggression. These two took some aggression out on each other. Obviously, we know the big dog's going to get his snacks, and he made quick work of the Uso. I mean, he basically, it was like a glorified squash match, even though the Uso got his spots in. Roman is beating the hell out of Uso here. Then all of a sudden, we get everybody coming down to save Uso. We got Adam Pearce, all the referees there coming down. This is supposed to be an I Quit match. They're making it look soft here. I did not really dig that portion of it. Then we had Roman Reigns. He goes and gets the steel steps, puts it on Uso, starts talking some more trash to him. Then Brother Uso comes down to the ring, and he starts beating the hell out of that Uso, and then they end up calling the match. Decent match here. I'm going to go ahead and give this match 2.5 stars. After the match is what I really like. We had Afa and Sika, the original Samoans. They actually anoint Roman Reigns as the next tribal chief. They go ahead and put the lay on him. He raises the Universal Championship belt up on the ramp while the Usos are standing there looking on. You see who is the face. You see who the head of the family is. No need to question it anymore. Why? Why not save this for SmackDown or just a Raw or just any other show that they could have put this shit on? Why? I just don't know. This match had no reason to be on pay-per-view. You're getting your typical Jeff Hardy stuff, all his stuff off the top rope, his in-ring action, all the same Jeff Hardy material. Elias, bunch of punches and a bunch of headlocks is what we got to see the entire match. Wasn't feeling this match at all. They should have saved this for a SmackDown because it was just a big waste of time for pay-per-view. Jeff Hardy hits Elias with his guitar, gets disqualified. Elias gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars. Next up, we get a recap of the wrestler's court with Otis versus The Miz. We get a quick recap of that, then we dive right into the match. Otis versus The Miz for the Money in the Bank contract. Watching this match here, I really wasn't feeling the match itself. It was a lot of back and forth action here. Otis got his spots in, as always. Miz gets his spots in. Decent match here. We had some interference from Morrison from the outside here. He gets ejected from the match. Then we get the big surprise of the match. We get the turn of Tucker. He betrays Otis. Miz gets the win here and becomes Mr. Money in the Bank for the second time in his career. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Next up, we had the SmackDown Women's Championship match between champion Bayley versus challenger Sasha Banks. These two have been best friends. They've been the golden role models. They've had all the gold all summer long. Then they split. Now they're having their battle. I like the build to this. I like what they did all summer. This was an awesome build to this match here, so I like what they're doing with that. I like their segments leading up to the match. I like how Bayley attacked Banks. I like how Banks made the comeback. I like how Banks made her force her to sign that contract. I liked all of that leading up to the match. Then we have the match. Hard-hitting action here. You know these girls are going to try to outdo the previous Hell in the Cell matches, so they use the cell to their advantage. A lot of suplexes into the cell, a lot of power bombs into the cell. They went outside of the ring. Sasha was trying to avoid using weapons, but Bayley did not. She was grabbing kendo sticks from under the ring, trying to make all kind of contraptions that she had no idea of how to make because they're falling apart and stuff. They got sloppy, but hard-hitting action. I like what they did in the ring. You could tell that these two really, really had passion about what they were doing tonight. Shout out to both of them. They put on a hell of a match. Only complaint here, the match did go on a bit too long. They could have took 5-6 minutes off of the match, and we would have got a better effect there. But really, really solid match here. Bayley had one hell of a run with the SmackDown Women's Championship over 1 year with the belt, so shout out to her. Sasha Banks gets the win here to become the new SmackDown Women's Champion. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars. On the pre-show, we had Retribution leader Mustafa Ali. He challenged MVP and the Hurt Biz to put something up and made a challenge to have a match one member of their guys versus one member of the Hurt Biz. MVP's not a chump, so he accepted the challenge. Bobby Lashley of the Hurt Biz goes out to go against Slapjack of Retribution. This was a really, really easy match for Bobby Lashley. He beat the hell out of this kid. Don't know why this kid was even in the ring with Bobby Lashley. Why didn't they send Dijakovic out there or Mustafa Ali out there? Bobby Lashley gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1 star. After the match, Retribution comes down, tries to beat up Bobby Lashley when he still holds his own against every member of Retribution. Then the Hurt Biz come down and Retribution backs off. Retribution is just a big group of cowards. Final match of the night, we had the WWE Championship match. We had champion Drew McIntyre versus challenger Randy Orton in Hell in a Cell. So this was a good match here. I like what both of these guys do. I like the build leading up to this. I guess Randy Orton is owed another match because he kind of got screwed out of the match with all the legends cheating him out of the match at that Clash. So I guess this is his redemption match here. We'll see what happens. Hard hitting action, back and forth action. These two actually used the Hell in a Cell, so I like that a lot. These two got outside of the cell, got on top of the cell. Fighting on top of the cell was something that you rarely see these days. Drew McIntyre takes a hard bump through one of the tables off the side of the cell. He wasn't ready to come off the top of this cell, so he came off the side of the cell through the table. WWE, it made me laugh quite a bit just because they had all of these fake chants in there. They had the holy shit and the this is awesome chants in there. So it kind of made me laugh because there's nobody there, but you got all this crazy crowd noise going on. Kind of made me laugh a little bit. Randy Orton gets the win and is the new WWE champion. I'm going to give this match 3 stars. For WWE Hell in a Cell, I'm going to give it 2.5 stars. The good matches were really good. I like the Uso-Roman Reigns match. I like the WWE Championship match with Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. And I like Sasha Banks versus Bayley. The Miz versus Otis was eh. And then I also didn't like the Jeff Hardy versus Elias. That was eh. And then what was really going on with Bobby Lashley versus Slapjack of Retribution? I wish they would just get rid of Retribution. That's been the worst thing on Raw since it debuted on Raw. Mustafa Ali, having him be the head of it, has just been terrible. Just scrap the whole idea. Give all those guys new gimmicks and start over. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It is me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.